I will note Jeb also got a sick own on Tim Schafer.
Oh yeah,
yes,
and
yes.
David Cage.
David Cage, you didn't.
That was my favorite.
David Cage, you backhanded. It wasn't even like I'm gonna set up.
You didn't have to face David Cage.
Well, he didn't even. It wasn't like a setup. It was just a one offhanded line describing something else, and we didn't dwell on it. We didn't focus on it. I'm going back through the edit and going, "This is just a brutal elbow drop."
It was about Life is Strange when they said,
"Yeah,
the kind of game. It's the game that David Cage thinks he could make."
I particularly liked the talk we got on Heavy Rain Day, where Dr. Destructo was talking about, yeah, it's just a sequence of arbitrary things to make a task seem like it takes longer. Circle, square, triangle, circle, square, triangle. You have tied a shoelace. Circle, square, triangle, circle, square, triangle. You have tied the other shoelace.
Circle, square, triangle. You have completed Hatsune Miku's song.
Ha!
It's right. A rhythm game at that point, right? Oh, hey, how did I not bring up theater rhythm when we were talking about subverting mechanics to represent some other kind of gameplay in a way that...
Yeah, I've been playing that a lot recently, too.
And I didn't mention Puzzle Quest, but then again, that's reasonable, because Puzzle Quest sucks.
Well, Puzzle Quest is... It only just has a veneer over the, over the mechanic.
Puzzle Quest has a good idea. And fundamentally, let's take a bit that we find boring in a game and make it something that we know is interesting. That's fine. But the game they've made out of that isn't a skill-based game.
Well, that's the problem of a lot of puzzle games, which is, like, the tiles appear in the order that they will, and that's what fucks you or lets you win, basically.
Yeah, you will sometimes just casino gamble your way into defeating the ogre.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Which is the same problem with Pokemon Shuffle. To bring it back to the top of the show... It has very predictably the problems of match 3 puzzle games. Luck-based mechanics.
What, 13,000 people stealing it and making a worse version to put on the Apple Store?
Well, at least this is a cuter version.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's got a tiny Minchino head.
Aww.
I'm all about tiny Minchino heads.
Not the rest
preferably
of the body.
Still attached to Minchinos.
Yes, I would like whole Minchinos, please. Right. And I'll just put them all in a box and send them to Misby, so when he opens it, they go, wah!
Isn't that a Starbucks order?
Fuck Minchinos.
I'd like a whole body Minchino.
I should go to Tim Hortons this weekend and see if I can get a box of Minchinos.
I'm genuinely jealous between Jeb and Hanan hearing them talk about Tim Hortons. This wonderful place of baked goods and milkshakes.
Yeah.
Well, we got that one place at uni that makes those great muffins.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know what their coffee's like. It might be shit.
That's an interesting difference around here, in that if we talk about a great place to eat, it's usually a small private business. It's not a chain or anything like that.
Oh, well, let me fix that. Our Macca's tastes excellent.
That's true. Compared to American Macca's, no offense, Americans, but it just wasn't very tasty compared. But then again, that's because we have regulations. Ooh, boogie, 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 boogie.
Oh, no.
But no, we have to pay twice as much, so our cheeseburgers cost like $3 instead of $1. Wah!
And you know what we put in our cheeseburgers that Americans don't? Cheese.
Actually, I think the style of cheese that gets put on the cheeseburger is still technically the type called American cheese.
Yeah, but it's made out of, like, milk.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You were saying, copy freak?
No, I was just thinking that, I've moved up here to Massachusetts for work from New York, and,
So you're currently doing this from an igloo?
You're
under 37 feet of snow.
I am literally in a basement.
Our perceptions of cold places may be somewhat
although the weather in Massachusetts this summer has, or this summer, well, summer for you guys, but winter for us, the igloo statement is not inappropriate.
Cold in summer.
I am wearing three layers and am burrito wrapped in a fleece blanket. That is the only way I can survive down here.
Wow.
But no. I
got into a fight on Boston Harbor today.
Oh?
Over what? Is it too cold for coyotes?
Boston Harbor froze thick enough that a couple of coyotes got into a fight on Boston Harbor. The mayor of Boston had to release a statement, and it's Mayor Bowser now, by the way.
Yep. It's Mayor.
Oh, sorry.
Actually, in Japan, it's Doki Doki Mayor.
You son of a...
had to release a statement telling people, do not dive into snowbanks from more than a story up.
That upset me.
Yeah, I remember that.
That upset me, because they covered it on our weather network here. It's like, that's why we invented snow.
What is this snow thing of which you speak?
A friend of mine in Jeb's, Grassland, was saying, yeah, I could jump out of my window. And we were like, please don't do that. Oh my god.
No,
snow does not
don't.
Support your weight. It's water. It's just water.
Yeah, this is like Exhibit A in warnings that you never need to make to the Australian public, because if you look out your window and you see a nice snowdrift, it probably got made by the snow machine. And right you will see the road.
See, I was half expecting like some plant and its chemistry suddenly explodes into ice.
If you look outside and see a snowbank in Australia, don't jump into it because it might be carnivorous.
In Boston, to deal with, like, just for the volume of snow, one of the things that they, like, normally it's you shovel it out of the way and it'll go away in a couple of days, but it doesn't now. It's stuck there.
Yep.
So, they're releasing statements of like, okay, provisionally,
do not look at the sky.
You can dump snow
but
in the
now
river.
It's frozen.
But they have people checking when people bring trucks of snow up to the river because some people are putting white goods in their snow to dump into the river.
Who would do that?
Who dumps a fridge?
Let me tell you a little bit about American excess.
Just throw a fridge into a harbor.
That's the image of a forlorn. And it's really sad when it's a piece of electrical appliances that can float, because you see it drifting past and sort of, yep, that's no use to anyone now.
So let me tell you a little bit about Boston.
You're not pronouncing Boston correctly.
Well, that's because I'm from New York and we pronounce words correctly. Boston was originally just water, and they actually had to come back later and fill in most of where the city is now. I'm not surprised people throwing things into the water. Boston kind of has a history of that.
That's how we're made.
You're saying if you dig down under Boston, you'll find it's composed entirely of white goods?
That and,
the Boston Tea Harbor.
As it turns out.
Sorry, Boston Tea Party, yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Though,
it's just this thing that happened in America sometime. I don't know. Was it a big
thing? You know.
I remember a Fox News parody of that with the painting of people throwing tea over the side with a Fox News banner over it going, misunderstood attempt to boil tea. No rebellion here. by the way, I love this. If I can possibly wheedle this in, I am totally going to get you talking smack about Boston just so we can get an excuse to get Melissa on the podcast so she can start talking smack about New York.
Do an extra big outtake where it's the discussion of Australia and Boston.
I can tell you a little bit more about Boston if you'd like.
Let me tell you about the Boston accent.
Boston is the only city in the United States where the mayor ran for re-election from his prison cell and won.
Didn't that happen in Washington with Marion Barry?
Technically she was indicted, if that's the one I'm thinking of. I think he was indicted but didn't actually go into prison, whereas the mayor of Boston was literally in a cell when he announced that he was running for re-election. They kind of thought, we've arrested him for fraud, surely he will step, surely that's it.
A similar
Could
thing
there be
almost
a
happened.
Description of why you do need to make laws sometimes?
Yeah, a similar thing
like,
almost
you
happened.
You cannot
in
rely on people to be sensible all the time.
A similar thing almost happened in Detroit with Kwame Kilpatrick. It's just that it took so long to get him in jail.
Yeah. But that's probably the story of Detroit, really. Everything takes so much longer than it should. Except White Flight, I guess. But when I mentioned to Melissa that the mayor of Boston had at one point been in prison and won re-election, she said, "I have only one question. Irish or Italian?" And wouldn't you know it, the guy was an Irish union leader. I was so shocked.
Yep.
Oh, fuck.
Yep.
By the way, Jeff, that's... the outro is yours today, so you're going to have to come up with something at some point.
I have it. I've been bullshitting here for another hour. I actually have it.
Is my OK Cupid profile name.
Should I go ahead and do the outro then?
Oh yeah,
probably
please.
About that time.
We've got 3.5 hours. I've got to pare down,
and I really need to go to the bathroom.
But it has been heaps of fun, by the way. Just genuinely yes. Heaps and heaps of fun to have you.
Indeed.
All right, Jeb, go for it.